Hollywood Theater Group.
My soul, sit thou a patient looker on. Judge not the play before the play is done. Her plot hath many changes. Every day speaks a new scene. The last act crowns the play. Hollywood Theater Group with Hollywood Players. The Hollywood Theater Group consists of some of the finest actors of the stage, screen, and radio. And it is their intention to prove to you the play's the thing.
Tonight's story that the Hollywood Theater Group brings you is an original called And So to Bed by Rogers Brackett. This is not the most dramatic play ever written by any means. As a matter of fact, we of the cast, as well as the author, sometimes are at loss as to its dramatic intent. But who wants drama tonight anyway? Humor is the thing, and that's what we have in store for you. So get in the mood, for it's curtain time. The romance of young Dr. Robert Bernard and the girl of his choice, Cynthia Wood, has come to its logical conclusion. Today they are being married. They both look a trifle frightened as the marriage vows are being made. So let's listen.
And you, Cynthia, take this man Robert as your lawful wedded husband to love, honor, and cherish so long as you both may live.
I do.
Then by the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife.
All right, Mrs. Bernard, the deed's done. How's for a kiss?
Oh, Bob, I'm so happy. I almost forgot to say I do.
I noticed that. Come on, let's get going. We better start if we're going to reach Palm Springs before midnight. So long, everybody.
Oh, hurry back, Bob. Those Beverly Hills matrons won't be able to sleep nights until their dear Dr. Bernard comes back to still those fluttering hearts.
Yeah, very funny, Fred. Don't pay any attention to him, Cynthia.
Bob. Say, Bob, what did Fred mean about those Beverly Hills matrons?
Cynthia, are you serious? Well, you know Fred. He says anything that pops into his little head. And I do mean little. Now, just because I happen to have a couple of neurotic patients in Beverly Hills, Fred thinks I'm trying to become a society doctor for the pampered plutocrats. Wait, you're not just the least bit jealous, are you?
Yes, I am. And when we get back, I want you to give those stout old dowagers some strychnine pills. And start a dog and cat hospital. The competition won't be as keen.
Cynthia, I believe you really mean it. Your eyes took on the light of a caged lion when you mentioned my overweight patient. Well, it's nice to know that my wife is so interested in my work.
Yes, and speaking of work, you're not going to raise a scalpel for 2 weeks. This is your honeymoon. Well, it may be the last chance I'll have to see you for the next 50 years. So no work and all play.
Puts Jack in the bread line. Mm-hmm.
Step on the gas, Doctor. Let's get to Palm Springs. We'll sleep in the trailer tonight. Oh, Bob. How are you going to carry me over the threshold? Those trailer doors aren't what you'd call expansive.
Well, say, that trailer cost $1,100, dear, and that's pretty expansive.
Oh, I'll pretend I didn't hear that remark. Come on, Bob, step on it.
All right. Can't go too fast. That trailer's pretty heavy. Better hold it to about 60.
Well, desert, here we come.
And so our newlywed friends speed along the highway that crosses the great California desert. It's a warm, balmy night, and the car and trailer slip smoothly through the almost deserted ghost town. Cynthia and Bob are listening to the radio as we eavesdrop again.
After a daring battle in which two of the holdup gang were believed to have been injured, the California Highway Patrol have thrown a dragnet over the entire state. Their capture is expected hourly. The police of San Bernardino, where the $50,000 bank robbery took place, were of the opinion the criminals would try to cross the border into Mexico. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The parents of tiny Harry Lovett were at a loss to explain their 5-year-old child's appetite for cigars.
Well, why'd you turn it off? You know, I'm always interested in children that do strange things. Oh, well. Gosh, it's a beautiful night.
I'll say. I feel like flying. Let's keep driving and never stop. The desert's so calm and beautiful and quiet.
Yes, Cynthia, dear. Calm and beautiful and quiet. Your mania for speed, Cynthia, is going to land us in a local clink. Uh-oh. Don't look now, dear, but is that a policeman approaching?
Could be. It's, no, Western Union boy, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, you just let me handle this, and maybe we can get away with a light sentence. Say, about 10 years. Oh, how do you do, officer? How do you do?
How do you do, yeah.
Can we, as citizens, be of any service to you?
That's a smart remark.
I was just looking over all the cars, routine, you know. Three bandits someplace near here. Well, you folks don't look like no bandits.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to have stopped your line of duty. I'm stopping them all tonight. Well, good night.
Good night.
And thanks, officer. We thought you were going to arrest us for speeding. I was saying to my husband, this is my husband. I was saying to him just before you drove up.
What she's trying to say, officer, is that we were discussing how people like to speed even when they're not going anyplace.
Yes, that's right. Got a lot of them out here, too. Not really speeding, just flying low, as the fella says.
that's a good one, isn't it? Yes, sir. Well, good night, officer. And look out for those bandits. Shoot first and ask questions later, as the fellow says, yeah?
Yeah. Well, good night, as the fellow says.
Well, that could have gone on forever. What'd you try to do, Cynthia? Remind the man that we were doing 60 in a 45 zone?
Well, I was only trying to be pleasant. Say, did you hear what he said about the bandits? They're supposed to be around here someplace. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very exciting. Gosh, I'm getting hungry. What do you say we stop at the next town and get some food? Say, it gives you an appetite.
Bob, watch your grammar. Say, gives one an appetite. You know, people do notice those little things.
Well, I don't care if they do.
Well, you needn't bite my head off.
Well, I haven't eaten since this afternoon, and it's now... Oh, darn it, this watch has stopped. Turn on the radio. Maybe we can catch the time.
Already I'm working like a slave for you. Turning the radio off and on, off and on.
We interrupt the program of Benny Hogan and his music to bring you the latest coverage of the daring daylight robbery. Police stated earlier this evening that the holdup men were believed to have been spotted in San Diego. This is unconfirmed, but... the Mexican border. Further reports will be flashed to you just as soon as received. We now return you to the dance music of Benny Hogan and his orchestra.
For Mexico, all right. They must think we're pretty dumb.
Ah, shut your yap, Joe, and turn off that radio. Now, we got to figure out what we're going to do. We can't stick in this cabin long. Supposing the owners come home. I got to get this shoulder fixed. It's giving me the devil. If I ever run across that teller that winged me, I'll send him along to his buddies. Hey, say, how many did I get? One or two?
Well, the radio says at first you got one, and later it says two, and then the last time it says one again. So how you going to tell?
Ah, Slip, cut the guessing games, will you? We got to start
figuring. Ah, hold you guys pipe down. I'm still running this outfit. The way I figure is this. All we gotta do is get one of these dumb small-town docs to fix up this shoulder of mine. Then we run up and see the boys in Frisco.
Oh, this is getting monotonous. Hold up a bank and go to Frisco. Hold up a bank and go to Frisco. Same old thing. You know, I don't think there's any future to it.
We don't care what you think. Okay, Mike, that sounds smart to me. Hey, we gotta have some grub, though.
Yeah. Say, how far is it down to that store we passed on the way up?
Oh, it's about 5 miles. You got to walk a mile to where the cars hid, and then you got to about walk 4 miles to the store. And
okay. Now, this is how we'll work it.
And after that, it was simple. I just said to myself, he's the man for me. And I deliberately planned a campaign to marry him.
Mm-hmm. So that's the way it works, huh? You spot your man and then you marry him. No fooling, Cynthia. When did you first know that, well, that I was the one?
Well, I really think it was the night of Helen's party, when I found out how beautifully you could imitate Donald Duck.
Well, that's nice to know.
And all the time I thought it was my superb imitation of Charlie McCarthy.
No. Don't talk to me. No.
Oh, that's marvelous, Bob. I think you have a career.
I did quite so. And there, my little plum lunchroom. I said there.
Right you are, Mr. Veal.
Lunch. You know, every time I eat a merchant's lunch, my heart goes out to the merchants. You know, it's a shame the way they suffer.
Which just goes to prove that you have no business sense. Merchant suffers, goes to doctor. Doctor gets rich and retires. Doctor's wife gets chance to talk to husband. You see? It's all in the way you look at the merchant's lunch. Personally, I think they're a good old American institution and should be preserved.
All right, then. We'll both have one and do our part.
Oh, what a funny little store. Gasoline, lunchroom, post office, sheriff, and bus station.
Well, we'll get some food and push on to Palm Springs. After you, my dear. Well, it's not exactly the Trocadero, but then food is food.
Well, evening, folks. What are we going to have? A little something to eat?
Why, yes. What do you suggest? Do you have any specialty?
Well, now, I don't know if I can rightly call it a specialty. But folks come from miles around to get my chili. Yes, sir. Darned if the other night Ben Wilson didn't show up with 10 of his ranch hands. Cleaned me out, he did. Hey, sure, that's the way it goes.
Well, if it was good enough for Ben Wilson and his boys, it's good enough for Cynthia and me. So let's have two bowls to start.
All right, my friend. If you don't like it, you know, you don't have to pay.
That's fair enough. Say, Bob, you know, he really looks like the sheriff that saves the widow just before the mortgage is foreclosed.
Oh, he's a great character.
Certainly is.
Oh, quiet. Here he comes with a chili.
Well, here you are, folks. I hope you like it. I sure think you will, too.
Say, do you run this place all by yourself?
Yep, every bit of it. I'm the postmaster, storekeeper, cook, sheriff, and desert representative for the Acme Gasoline Company. Yes, and ticket agent for the Continental Railroad Company. Head office in Baltimore.
And what do you do in your spare time to keep busy?
Oh, I never have any trouble keeping busy. Always something that needs fixing. They're going after down to Gilmore. That's down the highway about 2 miles, you know. I go down there twice a week for supplies. Go to a movie or have a game of chess with Dan Williams. He's a druggist. Say, how's the chili?
Oh, fine.
Swell.
That's good. As I was saying, I can beat him at chess, but he skins me on all the puzzles and quiz programs. Yes, we listen to them all. Dan's quite a scholar, he is. Keeps up on everything. Of course, he went to college. Had to, you know, to be a druggist. Yes, sir. Got a lot of common sense, too, though. You know, that's what they ought to teach in schools these days. Common sense. It's what the world needs. What business you in, mister?
Well, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, pretty young, aren't you? Well, medicine has made wonderful strides, so Dan Williams says. He was going to be a doctor, but his money ran out. Had to satisfy himself with being a druggist, I guess. Excuse me, folks. I want to speak to this fella.
Hi, Hank. I'm going up to Gilmore. Want to pick up anything for you?
Well, no thanks, Bill. Got pretty near everything I need.
Well, that's about all I stopped in for. Say, by the way, have the Wiggins come back home? I passed by their cabin tonight and saw a light in the window.
Why, no, Bill. I haven't seen them. They said they were going to be gone for at least 2 weeks. Only left day before yesterday. Going to Los Angeles, they were. Yeah, maybe they had trouble over and came back. I'll take a run up there tomorrow and see.
Okay. I just wondered. Say, did I tell you about that fellow that was up there? The other night? I'll be going along. See you later, Hank.
Well, so long, Bill. Take it easy. Well, sorry to keep you folks waiting. Had to talk to Bill, though.
Well, that's all right. We were enjoying the chili so much, we really didn't notice.
Yeah, it's good, all right, Hank. And now I think we'll have some of that apple pie and coffee.
Well, all right. I'm having a rush. I'll fix you up in a minute. Yes, sir. Well, good evening, sir. What can I get you?
Well, Pops, I'm going to need a lot of things. Let me have a ham sandwich and some coffee for a starter. I'll get some groceries and things later. And hurry up. I gotta get going. I got a lot to do.
Well, now, don't crush me, stranger. You know I got orders ahead of you.
Okay, Pops. Don't get steamed up. Just take it easy.
Say, Bob, look at that fellow. He looks like an eel.
Oh, nonsense. He looks like a truck driver.
Oh, I don't like his looks. Well, of course, I didn't like yours at first, so maybe in time I could learn to love him. It's worth thinking over.
Well, here's your pie, folks. I'll be back in a minute. I got to wait on that other fella there.
Good pie, huh?
Yeah.
probably my last chance for a good piece of pie.
Could that be an insult to my baking ability?
Yeah, well, could be. Come on, eat it up, honey. We've got to get going. I want to get to Palm Springs before it's too late. Oh, I hate to drive at night. It's bad on the eyes. Hey, Hank, we've got to push on.
Well, okay, Doc.
Pretty good food, Hank. How much do we owe you?
Well, that'll be 72 cents. A cup of coffee free.
Goodbye, Hank. We'll see you on the way back.
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, so long, folks, and thank you.
All right, Pops, let's get going. I want some grub. Canned soup, eggs, bacon, coffee, bread, and cigars. Now snap into it. Say, how far is it to the next town?
Well, you'll find Gilmore about 2 miles down the road.
Say, aren't you afraid of being held up way out here? You're the only one here, ain't you?
No, not afraid. You see, I'm the sheriff, so it'd be plumb foolish for anybody knowing who I am to come in here looking for trouble. Well, here's your groceries. Let's see, that'd be $2.85, including your sandwich and coffee. Now, anything else?
No, Sheriff, I think that's about all. I'm glad to know you're the sheriff, though. Hey, say, you don't happen to know where I can get hold of a doc, do you? I need one. There's a friend in an auto accident. I can't move him.
Well, I wish you'd said something sooner. That fella that was just in here, was he, Doctor? Here's your change.
And say, does he live around here? Where can I find him?
Well, I never saw him before. Too bad you didn't say something. There's no other doctor around here for miles.
And which way did they say they was going? Here, help me with this grub in the car.
Well, they can't be far. You know their car. It's got a blue trailer on behind. They were headed off toward Gilmore somewhere.
Look, Bob, there's that drugstore that Hank was telling us about, Dan Williams.
Sure, so it is. Probably hasn't changed much in the last 30 years. No, you know, the modern ones are like department stores. I think there's one drugstore that'll even wash and grease your car during dinner. It's a nice, thoughtful drugstore.
Yes. Would you like to be a nice, thoughtful husband and get me a coat? I have one in the trailer. The brown one with the fur collar.
Your wish, my command. I'll get mine while I'm about it. Guess I'll have to pull over here off the pavement. Which coat did you say, dear?
The brown one with the fur collar.
Say, where's the luck, doctor lady? I gotta see the doctor.
Oh, well, don't scare me like that. Say, aren't you the man that was eating at Hank's restaurant?
Yeah, but where's the doctor?
Why, he's back in the trailer. What's the trouble?
Well, never mind, lady. I'll talk to her myself. Here, I guess that'll take everything.
Cynthia, don't be foolish. Open the door.
Say, what do you mean by locking my husband in there? Let him out this minute, or I'll call the police. Bob, I didn't lock you in. Stop shouting.
That's being smart, lady. Now, if you'll just keep your mouth shut, everything will be fine.
I'll do nothing of the kind. You'll let my husband out. Give me that key.
No, you don't. Here.
Oh.
Now, maybe you'll stay in there and keep your trap shut. Move over. I gotta put this grub on the seat.
You bully. If I were a man, I'd... Oh, Bob.
All right, sister. Can the racket.
Of course, you know this is kidnapping. I'm going to make trouble for you.
That's a hot one. Just calm down now. We got a sweet little patient for your husband.
A half hour later, Bob and Cynthia, accompanied by Slip, have almost reached the Wiggins cabin. The last mile of their little journey is made on foot. And as they stumble up the road in darkness, their conversation is not of the drawing room variety. Listen.
When and if I ever get out of this mess, I'll see that you pay for it.
Now, I wouldn't talk like that if I was you, see? Mike might hear you, and I don't think he'd like it. He's funny about things like that, see?
Can't we go a little slower? My feet are ruined. I'll never be able to put on shoes again.
Well, maybe we'll be able to make the budget come out even without that expense. Oh, Cynthia, I know this is terrible, but try to keep up your courage, huh?
I think I'll just try to keep up. If I have to walk another 10 feet, I'll drop.
Say, what's wrong with this boss of yours anyway? Stabbed? Shot? Lucky for him, I had my medical kit along. Even then, my equipment is limited. If it's anything serious, well, I guess we'll just have to wait till we see him.
You'll just figure on doing a good job, Doc, if you know what's good for you. All right, folks, here we are. It's Nurse Edith Cavell. Slip to you. Come in. I got a doctor.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just wait till morning? Where you been? You've been gone 2 hours.
Yeah, where'd you find this doc? What's the idea of bringing a dame?
Well, that dame happens to be my wife. So if you don't mind...
You're going to take the rap for this.
How do you like that? Been going to gangster movies, haven't you? Now, ain't that nice?
Yeah, all right. Hey, take a look at him, Doc. We got to see how bad he's hurt.
I am now fulfilling the Hippocratic Oath, Cynthia. Would you get my bag while I look at Tarzan here?
Oh, please take it easy, Doc. It hurts bad.
Yeah, take it easy. Bullet wound.
Here's your bag.
So you boys wouldn't by any chance be the fellows that held up that bank in San Bernardino, would
you?
Why, of course they are. But we heard you were in Mexico. Oh, if we could only believe what we hear.
Hey, how's Mike's shoulder, Doc?
Take it easy, Doc. I'll pass out.
You big baby. Tough guy, huh? Just as I thought, a sissy.
Oh, quiet, Cynthia. This man is really sick. Here, come here, you.
Who, me? What you want with me?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah?
What are you telling him? Hey, Doc, am I going to die? You can tell me. Hey, Doc, am I okay? Tell me. I don't want to die. Not like this. I want to go out with guns going off in my ears. Not this way, no.
Gosh, I didn't realize you were so sick.
Hey, Doc.
Is it that bad, Doc?
Well, you're a pretty sick man, Mike. Where I don't approve of you as an individual, it's my duty as a doctor to try and help you. Oh, you've got about an even chance of pulling through.
Yeah, listen, you get a slug of lead if you don't fix the boss up.
Oh, you lay off him, Joe. Do anything he tells you. This may be my last order. I want to be brave. And if I don't pull out, will you see that science gets my brain? Will you?
Well, I'll do my best.
No crutch about the boss, see? Now get going and do what you got
to
do.
I slipped. But respectful to the doc or else.
Take it easy, Mike. You've got it. I know you're suffering, but courage, old man, courage.
Yes. Can I do anything to help, Bob?
I'm going to operate.
Oh, try and make me well, Doc. I'll give you anything. $50,000.
Hey, your 50 grand belongs to Slip.
And yeah.
Please, yeah. Will everyone be quiet? We don't want to upset Mike here.
Doc. Oh, I'm suffering something awful. I don't want to die. Don't let me die.
Medicine and bandages or we may lose him. Hey, one of you'll have to go to Gilmore for it.
I'll go, Doc. And what do you want me to get?
The drugstore, Gilmore, and wait for it. Let's see. Coel, Latronus.
Hey, what's that you're writing?
Some carceris in cellular. And you better get some supercolic. Bandages and iodine. Now hurry, because every minute counts.
Yeah, hurry, Slip. Everything is getting dim. Hurry.
Okay, Mike, I'll hurry. It's slow going down the mountain with the trailer, but I'll dump it down there where I left our car. I'll be back before you know I'm
gone.
Well,
that prescription will take a little time to fill, but you wait for it.
Okay.
I think it'll fix you up all right, Mike, if they've got what it takes.
I want to see the druggist, and hurry.
Well, I'm the druggist. What can I do for you?
Well, I want some iodine and bandages and this prescription.
Right. Let me see. I don't know if I have everything this calls for. I'll have to go look.
Well, hurry it up. It's important,
well,
see?
Well, just be a minute. I think I've got just the medicine for you.
It's me. Well, I got the medicine.
Well, I hope you got the right kind. Cynthia, take these bandages out and have the hot water ready.
Wife, doctor, and nurse.
Hey, Doc. Doc, is it going to hurt much? Is it?
Not much, Mike. All right, old boy, take a little of this. Now you feel better.
Hey, it don't taste so bad. Yeah, I'm feeling better already.
We'll just wait a minute, and then I'll operate.
What do you want me to do, Bob? Everything's ready.
Well, Cynthia, if the medicine works like I think it will, I might not have to operate.
Hey, Joe, get your gun. Mike, there's someone outside.
What? Cynthia, the medicine is working perfectly.
Slip, you double-crossing rat. I'll blast a hole right through you.
Mike, I didn't double-cross you. Don't do it. They must have followed me. I couldn't help it. Honestly,
the whole cabin's surrounded. Hey, we haven't got a chance. There must be 50 of them.
Hey, you come boys,
this is it. I don't know how they found out we're here, but if any of you guys read it, I'll get you.
You better get up, Mike, and take your medicine. And you boys might as well put away your guns. You're outnumbered. Come on in, Sheriff.
Hey, boys. Put the handcuffs on those two over there. Henry, take the one on the bed. Well, Doc, I'm sure glad to see you.
Well, thank heaven you got here, Hank. We couldn't have stalled much longer.
Hey, Doc. Tell him to be careful with me. Tell him I'm sick.
I'll tell him nothing of the kind. All that's wrong with you is a little flesh wound and a bad case of neurosis.
I knew I had something terrible wrong with me. What's neuro, what you said?
Well, neurosis is when you think you have something wrong with you, but you haven't. Oh, you let me talk you into being sick.
Say, Doc, Dan here called me as soon as he read your message, and then he stalled for time till I got them in together.
Well, boy, you sure got a lot of them.
Yep, those are Ben Wilson's boys. You remember, Doc, the ones I told you about that cleaned me out of Chile? Well, rest was simple. We just got our guns and come on up. Brought back the good old days, Dad. Going out after bandits. Well, I reckon we'll take this bunch up to the jail at San Bernardino.
And we're going to Palm Springs. Unless we're stymied by another stick-up. Come on, Bob.
You're forgetting, Cynthia, that Slip here dumped our car and trailer when he went after that medicine.
Well, I thought that looked like your trailer down the hill, down by Dan Williams' store in a ditch. Caught a glimpse of her coming up here. But don't worry, Ben and the boys will hoist her out of the ditch for you. So...
Gee, it's a beautiful night. Turn on the radio, darling. Let's have some music.
Their capture was brought about by an unidentified doctor and his wife. The doctor sent a message for help in Latin. The message, supposedly a prescription, was translated by druggist Dan Williams, who informed Sheriff Hank Swift, and a posse captured the trio. Well, that's 30 for tonight, friends. Your next news report will be tomorrow night.
Gosh, darling, what a dull honeymoon.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, ends our play for tonight. We hope you've enjoyed this more or less whimsical comedy, and next week we'll really try and go dramatic for you. But now, I'd like you to meet Cynthia and Bob. Cynthia was played by lovely Marty Wilkerson, one of Hollywood's finest radio actresses. Oh, Miss Wilkerson, will you step out here for a moment, please? Well, Marty, may I be the first to say that you did a nice job tonight?
Oh, did you really think so?
Ah, I see. Modesty.
Seriously, though, our next play is a bit more on the dramatic side, but I'm sure the listeners will enjoy it.
Well, with you and the cast, why not?
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Marty. See you next week. And now I'd like you to meet the husband.
Only the husband in the play, Mort. I'm as free as a bird.
Quiet, Bill. Give me a chance to introduce you. Take a bow, and then you can go out with your girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, William Griffith. Also in tonight's cast were Howard Culver, Frank Gerstle, and Victor Carlisle. The play was produced by Mort Werner. Again, we say, be with us next week when the curtain rises for the Hollywood Theater Group.